Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. August 17th. Some of us believe that most defects of character are merely traits that we no longer need. Many of us develop clever methods of surviving in an alcoholic situation, such as denial or secrecy. But once we have the support of the Al-Anon program, we may find that our old methods do more harm than good. What once allowed us to function in a nearly impossible situation is now an obstacle to further growth. An asset has become a deficit. Others define defects of character as assets that have lost proportion. For example, a genuine desire to help a loved one can be exaggerated into a desperate need to fix another person. From this perspective, we aren't facing the daunting task of rooting out every shred of the defect. We are only turning it over to our higher power so that it can be brought into balance or dropped because it is no longer serving our needs. Today's reminder. Instead of condemning myself when I become aware of a defect of character, I can acknowledge my growth. I've recognized that a characteristic that once allowed me to survive is no longer necessary, or that an asset that has lost its proportion makes my life unmanageable. Instead of proving sickness, this shows a willingness to face reality and a readiness to choose health. Sometimes we must accept ourselves, defects and all, before those defects are removed. In all our affairs. From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.